With sports, I'm Eric Cornish. The Milwaukee Bucks are the NBA champions. After starting the best of seven series at a 2-0 deficit, the Bucks beat the Phoenix Suns in four straight games, winning last night 105-98. It's Milwaukee's first NBA championship since 1971. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo, who had 50 points and 14 rebounds in Game 6, was named the MVP of the finals. Grayson County has a new softball coach. She is the former coach for Meade County, Penny Reese. The Grayson County native returns home after 4 years at Meade County. Reese also previously coached in Bowling Green for Greenwood High School. A field at the E-Town Sports Park has a new name and sponsor as of yesterday. The ribbon cutting was held for Sicilian Bank's Miracle Field. The Sicilian Bank and Elizabethtown Sports Park say they plan on working together to increase awareness of the sports park's local programming. In the MLB, the Reds snapped a four-game losing streak, beating the Mets 4-3. Joey Votto and Aristides Aquino had back-to-back homers to help Cincy to the victory. The Mets are back at Great American Ballpark at 12:35 this afternoon. The Cubs rallied with six runs in the top of the ninth to beat St. Louis 7-6. With the series at one apiece, the Cardinals have a chance to break the tie with an 8 o'clock game tonight versus Chicago in the Lou. We're not there yet, but we're on our way. Those were the words of UK football coach Mark Stoops on SEC Media Day yesterday. Stoops is heading to his ninth year with the Cats and says his goal of taking the team to national prominence is still underway. And with several bowl games under his belt, he hopes this season will get Kentucky even closer. The football Cats take the field September 4th versus Louisiana Monroe. Action can be heard on the new home for the Cats, Quixie 98.3. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.